creep turned the topic to a piece of gossip about one of the local councilmen. I chuckled at their bickering until my drink was done, then made my farewells and took my leave of them. Half an hour later, I stood on the stairway outside Devi's door, trying to ignore the rancid smell of the butcher's shop below. I counted my money for the third time and thought about my options. I could pay off my entire debt and still afford my tuition, but it would leave me penniless. I had other debts to settle as well, and as much as I wanted to be out from under Devi's thumb, I didn't relish starting the semester without a bit of coin in my pocket. The door opened suddenly, startling me. Devi's face peered out suspiciously through a narrow crack, then brightened with a smile when she recognized me.
"What are you lurking for?" she asked. "Gentlemen knock, as a rule."
She opened the door wide to let me in. "Just weighing my options," I said as she bolted the door behind me. Her room was much the same as before, save that today it smelled of cinnamon, not lavender. "I hope I won't be inconveniencing you if I only pay the interest this term."
"Not at all," she said graciously.
"I like to think of it as an investment on my part." She gestured me toward a chair. "Besides, it means I get to see you again. You'd be surprised how few visitors I get."
"It's probably your location more than your company," I said.
She wrinkled her nose.
"I know. I settled here at first because it was cheap. Now I feel obliged to stay because my customers know to find me here."
I laid 2 talents on the desk and slid them toward her.
"Do you mind a question?"
She gave me a look of impish excitement.
"Is it inappropriate?"
"A bit," I admitted.
"Has anyone ever tried to report you?"
"Well now," she sat forward in her chair, "that can be taken a number of different ways." She raised an eyebrow over one icy blue eye.
"Are you being threatening or curious?"
"Curious," I said quickly.
"I tell you what,"
she nodded at my lute,
"play me a song, and I'll tell you the truth."
I smiled and unlatched the case, drawing out my lute.
"What would you like to hear?"
She thought for a minute.
"Can you play Leave the Town Tinker?"
I played it, quick and easy. She came in enthusiastically on the chorus, and at the end she smiled and clapped like a young girl. Which, in hindsight, I guess she was. Back then she was an older woman, experienced and self-sure. I, on the other hand, was not quite 16.
"Once," she answered, as I put my lute away. 2 years ago, a young gentleman, Elia, decided it would be better to inform the constable than to settle his debt."
I looked up at her.
"And?"
"And that was it," she shrugged carelessly.
"They came, asked me questions, searched the place. Didn't find anything incriminating, of course."
"Of course."
"The next day, the young gentleman admitted the truth to the constable. He had made the whole story up because I had spurned his romantic advances."
She grinned.
The constable was not amused, and the gentleman was fined for slanderous action against a lady of the town.
I couldn't help but smile.
"I can't say as I'm terribly..."
I trailed off, noticing something for the first time. I pointed at her bookshelf.
"Is that Malkath's The Races of All Matter?"
"Oh, yes," she said proudly. "It's new, a partial repayment." She gestured towards the shelf.
"Feel free."
I walked over and pulled it out.
"If I'd had this to study from, I wouldn't have missed one of the questions during admissions today." "I'd think you'd have your fill of books at the archives," she said, her voice thick with envy.
I shook my head.
"I was banned," I said. "I've spent about 2 hours total in the archives, and half of that was getting thrown out on my ear."
Devi nodded slowly.
"I'd heard. But you never know which rumours are true. We're in something of the same boat, then."
"I'd say you're slightly better off," I said, looking over her shelves.
"You've got Teckham here? And the Ouroborica?"
I scanned all the titles, looking for anything that might have information about the Amir or the Chandrian, but nothing looked especially promising.
You've got amazing habits of the common Dracus, too. I was partway through...